we're going to go ahead and get started. So I'd like to welcome everybody to Quadruplicity 2009. Give yourselves a big hand for being here today. My name is Anna Patchias. I am the 2009 chair of the Business Women's Roundtable of the Charlottesville Regional Chamber of Commerce, and I am delighted to be up here today opening this fabulous event. Today is a very special day. It's the second time that the Business Women's Roundtable has hosted Quadruplicity. The first Quadruplicity conference took place in February 2007, our inaugural event. And on that day, we discovered what we could accomplish when we brought our community together in this way. At the 2007 conference, we networked with each other, we learned from one another, we found mentors, we became mentors. It was a spectacular, energetic day. So I can tell you from experience, even before this conference has officially begun, what an exciting, inspiring day this is going to be. Quadruplicity has demonstrated that our community is immensely diverse in the professional, civic, and cultural opportunities that it has to offer. The talent, expertise, and achievements of our citizens have consistently attracted people from all over the world to this area. One of the goals of today's conference is to bring together community leaders and professionals so we can make meaningful connections that will enhance every aspect of our lives. This is a worthwhile goal, but it's not always an easy one to achieve. When I first became a business owner, I suddenly found myself wearing many hats. Some of them were completely brand new to me. On any given day, I was an accountant, a marketing consultant, a graphic designer, a human resource manager, a salesperson, and playing all these roles was exciting and exhilarating, but it was also very, very challenging at times. Then I joined the Chamber of Commerce, and I found the Business Women's Roundtable. And one of the first chamber events that I attended was the Roundtable's monthly brown bag lunch. And let me tell you, I was nervous when I walked into that room the first time. But it was such a welcoming group that I immediately felt comfortable. I was able to relax and enjoy our time together, and I've been a member ever since. And it's my privilege to be the chair this year. Through the roundtable, I found a community of professionals who became colleagues, friends, mentors, and inspiring examples of what I could someday become. Some were small business owners like me, but others worked for larger companies or nonprofits. Some were just starting out. Some had a wealth of knowledge to share. From all these varied experiences, came a common bond. All of us shouldered many different roles and responsibilities in our lives. The word quadruplicity is meant to reflect this multiplicity of roles women play in their personal and professional lives and the many balancing acts they perform. One of the goals of the Business Women's Roundtable is to help us achieve balance. That's one of the themes, the main theme of this conference today. And we do this by sharing our struggles and our successes with one another. And we're hosting Quadruplicity so that we can share these lessons with our larger community. Before I introduce the chairwoman of today's conference, I'd like to tell you about the people whose efforts made this day possible. First, I want to thank all of the dedicated women on the Quadruplicity 2009 committee who have been working for many, many months to make this day a success. My deepest gratitude goes also to everyone at the Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for nurturing the Business Women's Roundtable and encouraging us to make Quadruplicity a reality. To all of our exceptionally talented speakers and panelists, thank you for sharing your knowledge with us today. And to our sponsors, your support has been vital to us. Finally, I'd like to thank every one of you for attending today. I wish you an energizing, inspiring, and fulfilling day. And now it is my privilege to introduce the chair of Quadruplicity 2009, Ms. Jennifer Till, whose vision and dedication have shaped Quadruplicity since its inception. Please give Jennifer a very warm welcome.
So exciting to be standing up here again. Last time was February 2007, And because this is such a successful event and you all want more, this year we've decided to make it actually an annual event instead of a biannual event. So you'll be seeing somebody else up here next year, not me. But so somebody has asked me, actually, why did you decide to chair Quadruplicity for the second time? And for me, it's a really easy answer. You know, this is what my life is about, is